You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast and welcome back to the second part of my interview with Heather Haupt. We are talking about brave parenting in a brave, no, not brave parenting. Well, it's brave parenting too. Bold parenting in a brave new world. Let's just say bold and brave parenting in a brave new world.
Both are needed.
Both are needed. It's just so interesting to see all that's going on around us and what a privilege and a blessing we have to be able to guide and direct the hearts of our children while they are in our care. And it goes by so quickly. I just keep reflecting on the fact that my oldest is going to be 15 in a few months and she's a freshman in high school this year. And I'm just like, oh, the time is going so quickly. And it's exciting. And at the same time, I think we as parents can get so caught up in, are we doing enough? Are we doing it right? Are we training their hearts right? Are we preparing them well enough for this world that is surrounding them and for the world that they're going to enter on their own once they leave our home? And, you know, it is my greatest desire, and I know yours as well, Heather, to do our very best to prepare our kids. You mentioned in the last podcast that, you know, we cannot save our kids. There's nothing we can do to save them, to bring salvation to them. Homeschooling does not save our kids, but we sure can and should try to direct their hearts towards truth. And we have such a great opportunity to be able to do that when they're under our care for the 18 years or so that the Lord allows us to have them under our roof. And it is a great responsibility. It is not for the faint of heart, but it's one that needs to be really taken seriously because the hearts of our children are not meant to be messed with. So I love that we're talking about this. You talked about Daniel and, you know, I never really had thought about the story of Daniel and his friends in regards to what's going on and that they really were sent out to be or taken captive to be indoctrinated into a world that was contrary to what their parents had taught them as truth and what they knew to be true, but they held on to that foundation. And they knew what was right and they were able to stand strong. And it's incredible to see what the Lord did with them and how he used them. And thousands of years later, we're still talking about the incredible impact they had and the story of God's faithfulness in their lives. And they suffered greatly for it. But the Lord still used them and he can do the same for us. So we were talking about how to prepare our kids for this world. And you talked about not panicking and about praying. You know, one of the greatest things, of course, that we can do is pray for our kids. After prayer, which of course is vitally important, how do we prepare our kids?
Yeah, well, I think it's important as parents to recognize our role as leaders in the home. And so we have a unique opportunity to shape the culture in our own home. Mm-hmm. No matter what's going on out there, we can set the tone, right, for what does it mean to be loving? What is truth? And we can ground them in those things when they are young and when they are in our homes. And so I think especially, given the culture that we are living in, we live in a culture that has piecemealed and portioned out a lot of our responsibilities, and parents have tended to check out. Mm-hmm. And so that's where, as homeschooling, we get an opportunity to reengage. But we need to remember, like you said, that homeschooling is in and of itself isn't going to save our kids.
Right.
And so we don't want to just sort of check that box like, okay, we're doing math at home, therefore my kids are going to be fine.
Right.
But really be prayerfully looking at how can we pour into our children. And so we want to look and be ready to provide leadership, because our goal as rulers of our realm, which is sort of a concept I teased out in my book, Knights in Training, our goal is not control. Mm-hmm. And so we never want to be looking at our parenting as, how can I control my kids? How can I control their outcome? How can I control their hearts? How can I control their minds? But looking towards continuation. So what can I do to see the continuation of this legacy, to see them growing up strong and equipped to then rule in their own realms, whether that's in their homes, in the workplace, in their communities? And so we want to have that mindset as we go into it. And so one of the most important things to do is to give them a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. And so we want our children to have this strong foundation to build upon. And I talked about that in the last episode when I shared how God brought that verse up out of my heart a week or two ago that I had memorized in my childhood, in my elementary years. And so those are the kinds of things we want to be doing. And so I think one of the most important things we can do, which you again mentioned yesterday, is giving them a strong foundation in the Word of God. And so we need to be reading the Word with them. We need to be encouraging them to read it on their own. Mm-hmm. We want to be studying it. So not just reading it devotionally, but studying it. What does it mean? Because again, we're in a time where you're being told that what is untrue is true and what's true is untrue. And it's confusing. And right. So we need children who are so grounded in the truth mm-hmm. that they can spot a lie a mile away.
That's right.
Even if that lie is packaged to look right, that they're able to recognize that. And I think sometimes we make that overcomplicated, and it's reading the Bible to our kids and right. discussing it. It's memorizing scripture. Mm-hmm. And I keep coming back to that over and over again. How can I help my children memorize the Word of God so that it's there when they need it? And again, with homeschooling, because we're not sending our kids away for 6 or 7 hours every day, and then they're coming home with homework, and then we have all of our extracurriculars, we have time.
Right.
We have time to incorporate this into our lives, and then we can apply it. And so not just reading truth, but applying it in day-to-day situations. And a lot of that just happens on the fly.
Right.
When we see things happening in the news, especially as our kids get older, pointing it out and mm-hmm. going, oh, what do you think about this? Or and just having these discussions and connecting biblical truth on a practical level. How should we live this out? How right. can we shine as a light? How can we be loving and yet holding to truth? And so parsing out those things and helping our kids learn to discern, and then helping our kids not just discern for the purpose of self-preservation, but discern in a way that they can go and shine light to others.
Yeah, I love that you talk about setting a foundation for them. And we talk a lot about that on the podcast, in that, you know, we have such an opportunity to be able to set a solid foundation for them. Our family does a lot of scripture memory, and one of the ones that we memorized years ago was Psalm 1. And I love, I think it's verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 1. It's, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away." And I love the part that says he is like a tree planted by streams of water, because if a tree doesn't have strong roots and water and food, it's going to die. Mm-hmm. And so our kids are the same way, you know, spiritually, and not just our kids, but we ourselves. You know, we need to be planting our roots firmly in the Word of God and in God's truth. And we need to be planting our children right next to us so that individually and together we can stand strong as followers of Christ. And so we can know truth. You talk about discernment, so that we can be able to discern truth from lies. But we can't know that. I mean, to a point we do know it, because we have a God conscience that tells us what's right and wrong. You know, we don't have to tell our children that stealing is wrong, or that lying is wrong, or that hitting is wrong. God has instilled that in them. But it has become in our culture such a thing that I think even Christian kids sometimes now are kind of stepping back and going, well, is abortion really wrong? I mean, well, what if that young mom isn't really ready to be a mom? Or, you know, is this thing or that thing really wrong? And so being able to take them to scripture and mm-hmm. say, this is what the Word of God says about life and the value of life. And this is what God says about homosexuality and about marriage and all of these things.
Yeah.
Then they have that foundation set for them. and they can be able to discern right from wrong. So let's take a quick break and we'll be back. Did you miss the 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo? If so, you can now have full access to the entire expo for just $10. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. The one thing that stood out to me about each session is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful." Register today for lifetime access to the entire conference for only $10 at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com. We are back with Heather, and we are talking about just setting a firm foundation for our kids. And I know you talk a little bit about setting historical foundations and relational foundations. So let's talk about historical foundations. What do you mean by that?
We live in a culture that is experiencing historical amnesia. Uh-huh. And we don't know our roots. We don't know where we've come from. And so it places our culture in a position where we are ripe to repeat some of the same pitfalls that we've experienced since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And so studying history and giving them strong foundations in that, they're going to be able to see the ebbs and flow of history and see the rise and fall of empires. As our children get older, we're going to be able to connect some of the philosophical reasoning behind it. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've showed my kids more than a few headlines and they're like, "Wait, that's communist Russia. That can't be happening right now." And it's right. Given us a chance to have discussions. We read a biography on Dietrich Bonhoeffer a couple of years ago on a family road trip. And we're starting to see some things happen even in the church where we're like, "Oh, right. No, don't do this." And so again, because we have this opportunity to really delve deep into what we're learning and make connections to the present, they're able to sort of see like, "Oh, we do not want to repeat this cycle." Right. And so we want to be giving our kids that foundation. And then we want to just give our kids a foundation in academics in general. And again, I look back at Daniel and his friends, and they took them because they were some of the brightest in Israel at that time. And so they took them into captivity because they felt like if they could change their philosophy and sort of their underlying beliefs, they are primed to be leaders in the new culture. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be positioning our kids to step out into all that God has for them.
Yeah.
And so, and that's where we don't want to be arrogant about it, or I want to raise super smart kids, but that's sort of something that I take and I'm open-handed and I go, "Lord, what do you want? I don't know quite what you want for my children, but I'm going to do my best to prepare them so that whatever it is that you've called them to do, they're equipped to do it and do it to the best of their abilities." And so taking in that mindset of having a historical understanding and then just having, viewing sort of the mundane, teaching them how to read and write and use proper grammar, those things are going to make a difference, and it's going to position them to walk into positions of influence. And if they have that then solid foundation built on, the know-how to be a mover and shaker in the future, then they're going to be in a place where they can make an impact wherever that happens
right.
to be.
Yep. Yep. I agree completely. We have so often talked about this, but I'll say it again. I am so on board with you, because they need to read so they can read the Word of God. They need to write so that they can write about Him. They need to be able to speak intelligently so that they can speak about their Savior and tell others about Him. They need to know history so that they, like you said, know where they come from and, you know, what is God's history and what can we learn from the past, both good and bad, and science, so that they can understand their Creator. It's all so important for them to know. And all of these things, everything we teach them should help point them to their Savior and give them a better understanding of who God is. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And so it absolutely matters what they're learning, what we're teaching them, and teaching from a biblical worldview.
Yeah. And I think it helps remind us to be purposeful in what we're doing and to not panic.
Right.
So, I mean, it can be tempting to be like, we shouldn't do that. You know, we should scrap this and just study the Bible right now. And we need to do both.
Right.
Because both are so important, but it gives a sense of purpose to, I think some of the regular things that we're doing, like we are appointed for this time and place to equip our children, and nothing is a waste of time.
That's right.
In that regards, when you view it with that eternal long-term lens.
Yes. Yeah, I agree completely. So, okay. What about relational foundations? How do we set those for our families?
So relational foundations. And again, this comes back to what we pray for our children, that our children would come into a deep relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then we look to make sure that we are shoring up that relationship with our children. We want our children to know that we are for them, that we are completely on their side, even when we make decisions that that they might not like.
Yeah.
And again, I think what's hard is we live in a culture where there's this idea that we should be our children's best friend. And especially when they're little, that can be really dangerous because it can get to the point where they're the despots in the home and we are just sort of like afraid to do anything that would offend them. And so that's where we need to be praying and going, how do we walk this out? And so we constantly communicate to our kids, we are for you. We do not think that this is the best choice for you right now. Someday you will be an adult and you'll get to make your own choices, and you will make different choices than what we've done. But for right now, this is what we're doing. But so I say that. And then on the flip side, one of the beauties and struggles with homeschooling is conflict inevitably comes up because we're living with each other 24/7.
Right.
And so we have to deal with it.
Right.
And I guess maybe if not just so much, we get to deal with it.
Right.
We can't just leave those broken relationships, and we don't want to.
Right.
And so I remember just this last week, I was upset with one of my sons. He wasn't doing what I had asked him to do. And I started just laying into him. And I could tell he just sort of was glazing over. And I realized, you know what, I'm not listening. And so I stopped and I was like, okay, I can tell this is bothering you. Let's talk about this. And we just sat down and talked. And it turns out there were some other things that were going on that were factoring into why he forgot to do what he was supposed to do. But it took the Holy Spirit going, stop talking. Cause I was on a roll and I needed to stop. And so thankfully the Holy Spirit was like, stop, listen, pull aside. But I had the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And homeschooling gives us the opportunity to put the school book aside,
right,
to put the lesson aside and really get to the heart of the matter. What's going on? Let's talk about this. Let's pray about this. And so that's where we want to not just be looking to equip them with knowledge of the Bible,
right,
although they need that, but we want to constantly be modeling to them, what does it look like to live in relationship with God? And then what does it look like to live in relationship with each other?
Mm-hmm.
Which, oh my goodness, and I've been saying this for years, we live in uncivil times.
Right.
And so what does it look like to speak truth in a way that is kind and that is winsome?
Right.
And so modeling that to our kids and then helping our kids walk out with that, because especially as they get older, they're going to be interacting with siblings, interacting with friends, interacting. My oldest son just got his first job.
Wow.
And so working through some of those things, and what does it look like to work through conflict?
Yeah.
In a way that preserves the relationship in the long term. And so now it's not just me looking towards how can we do this, but even helping our children to walk that out.
Yeah, it's a beautiful privilege that we have to be able to do that. We tell our girls, if you can learn to get along with each other, you can learn to get along with anybody. And, you know, we tell them, you're always going to have people in your life that you're going to have conflict with, always. When you have your first job, you know, when you get married, when you have kids, you're going to have in-laws, you're going to have all of these people in your life that you are not going to agree with on every topic. So you're always going to have conflict. You're always going to have reason to be offended. You're always going to have reason to be angry. But if you can learn to get along with your sister, you can learn to get along with just about anybody. Maybe not anybody, but just about anybody. And so it is a great, great honor and privilege we have to be able to teach that to our kids. We are out of time, but very quickly, I want you to tell us about your book, Knights in Training. And this is about raising up boys, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that really quickly.
So it actually started with a homeschool lesson. We were studying the Middle Ages, and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to talk to my boys about chivalry because I want them to treat the women in their life with respect. And so I'm a little bit of a research nerd. And so I started researching the historical roots of chivalry. And what I discovered is it was far more than just how a man treats a woman. It was an entire code of conduct which guided how young men were raised. And it was a code of conduct that would reconnect knights who had become maybe disillusioned or had lost their way. It would draw them back to an ideal. And I realized that these principles were timeless. And it started with loving the Lord your God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, standing for truth, protecting those who are innocent, standing against injustice and evil, speaking truth. And I was looking at these going, this is just as timeless today as it was hundreds of years ago. And so I set out to issue my boys a chivalry challenge and challenge them to live up to the historic code of chivalry. And they were 6, 4, and 2 at the time.
Oh, wow. Oh, how
and
fun.
And they were mesmerized. And they wanted to embody, they wanted to be a knight. And so the idea of acting like one, in addition to just fighting like one, was really alluring to them. And so it gave what my husband and I found over the years is it gave us sort of a framework of, oh, let's come back to this. And we would connect things like, what does it mean to persevere? I know you want to give up right now, but a strong man, he perseveres even when life gets difficult. And a knight always does things with excellence. We do things to the best of our abilities as a way to honor the Lord and love others. And so connecting these big ideas in practical ways was what prompted me to write the book. And so I just sort of lay out each chapter, talks about an aspect of the code, what it was, why it was important to the knights of old, and why it's critically important today, and then practical steps on how we can help our sons walk this out in their life.
Oh, I love that. You know, if every parent was intentional in teaching their young boys to grow up to be mature, responsible, respectful men, I think we would live in a very different world right now.
Yes.
And I think that's so important. We pray for our girls every single day that the Lord would be raising up godly men for them right now, that they would be under the authority of parents who are being intentional in raising up these boys to lead our girls spiritually and to love them the way that Christ loves them. And so I love that you're doing that with your boys and teaching others how to do that. So we'll put a link to that book in the show notes as well. It's called Knights in Training by Heather Haupt. And tell me one last time, where can people find out more about you, Heather?
You can connect with me on my website, heatherhaupt.com, or I hang out on Facebook and Instagram for the time being.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much, Heather. You are such an encouragement and a blessing. We serve a really big God, and I'm so grateful to know people like you who are out there training not just your knights, but your princesses as well, to love Jesus and to fight this fight with everything in us. Because if we don't do it, if we don't teach this to our kids and teach them how to fight, nobody is going to do that for us. So thank you for your time today, Heather. You are an absolute joy and a blessing to get to know. And thank you guys for listening today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. Again, please make sure that you leave a review for us for the podcast on iTunes, and share this podcast with your friends. If you have friends or family members who would be encouraged by it, we would love for you to share this with them. And until next week, have a great day. Bye.